Now broadcasting the Webcomic Beacon.
That's hot.
I think I'd be leaning towards that one slice more than the other, sorry, Fess.
Anyway, welcome to episode 63 of the Webcomic Beacon here on webcomicbeacon.com. I'm one of the hosts today. I'm Fess of psiwebcomic.com. And with me is not Tanya, but Mark, Dark Mark, of autumnlake.com.
Hello! Special guest
this week, Jules Rivera returns of Marsh.
Oh my god, you don't know how to pronounce my name yet. Rivera. Practice.
Did they say
it.
Rivera?
You started stumbling. Practice. Come on.
Yeah,
killing me.
Always around stumbling.
No. Grr.
Jules
of
Rivera.
Of Marsh Rockin.
Of Marsh Rockin.
Grr. I got fired from me.
It's like Geraldo, but without the mustache.
Yeah. Yeah,
Rivera.
No mustache.
Rivera.
Rivera, just like Geraldo. Thank you. Read this out.
That's right. This is the Webcomic Beacon, and we are hosted on the Rampage Network webcomic community at rampagenetwork.com. I would like to say one thing that I forgot to mention last week. Last week's cover was drawn by Zach. What's your problem? It was drawn by Zach of Insert Comic Here. Thank you very much, Zach. And we also have several other listener submissions for general Webcomic Beacon art, and we're going through them as in order as possible. Also trying to see if we can actually match them to a particular show topic if it happens to come up. But this week, the really awesome art for this week's cover is drawn by Jules Rivera of Marsh Rocket, and it is awesome.
Howdy.
All right.
It's awesome. It's bloody Valentine's Day action. What's not to love? Oh, yeah, and boobs. Big hair's a bonus.
Yeah, what? Huh? What? Oh.
It's speaking of art for the Webcomic Beacon. If you go to our website, we do actually now have an art section. It's on the left-hand side on the site. It's fan art and covers. Click that link. It'll take you to all of the guest art that we've had for the show, including a couple of select ones by myself or Tanya. And check that out. And there's more to come. Let's just say there's more to come. And also, did you guys, either of you, listen to the last week's MP3 of the show?
Yes.
We had a sponsor for that show, didn't we?
Hey, we did. What's up with that?
I actually went in after the fact and added it in. But, yeah, that was the first time we had a sponsor, so that was really cool. All information about advertising on this show can also be found on our site under, on this site, Advertising Opportunities.
Yahoo!
Anyway, let's get to the topic. What is the topic?
Let's get to the meat of the matter. The topic is the drama!
Hey.
Oh. And hating it.
Well, more so, it's an anti-Valentine's Day special. And instead of being like, oh, yeah, we should pair up and lovey-dovey and eat crappy candy hearts. And no, this is for all you suckers out there that are buying into this Valentine's Day bullshit.
You Hallmark whores!
Yeah.
Literally a holiday invented by the freaking credit card. I mean, the candy and card companies. It's literally invented by the greeting card companies. I looked it up on Wikipedia. In the 1800s, they wanted a reason to sell some greeting cards, so they brought back Valentine's Day.
They brought it back.
I know the story of the box of candy, but I'll wait.
Yes, all you sappy suckers out there desperately trying to get a date for Valentine's Day, you're going to be dumped the very next day because it's the highest rate of dumps out of the year, the day after Valentine's Day. You suckers, you might as well stay single and get the 50% off candy the next day.
Cheap candy's great.
It is.
Cheap candy's better than being dumped any day of the week.
I thought you were going to say that they were hoping to get a date, but they're all home-drawn comics, so they're like hanging on the internet, so they're not going to get a date.
No, it's Singles Awareness Day on the 14th as well, where they party and celebrate the fact that they're single and probably are being able to have promiscuous sex a little bit more often than then the suckers with actual relationships. No.
With their keyboards. I mean, yeah.
Oh, TMI.
Just saying.
I celebrate the fact I don't have a girlfriend.
Well, he keeps it real. With really red hot, furry bathroom porn.
Hey, there's one thing I forgot to do.
What?
Talk show. Recorded live.
Yes.
Now we're recording.
We're recording live on Talk Show. Before I forget, every week that we have a show, we record and broadcast live on TalkShoe, webcomicbeacon.com/live. Go there, be a part of the chat room, listen to the show before it comes out on MP3, and if we're doing it, we'll take in calls live through TalkShoe or on Skype, especially this week. This week, we want to try to get some calls in later in the show about drama comics, or at least relationships in comics that piss you off. Yeah, I mean, come on. That's what we're going to be talking about today.
Bonus points if it's a cock tease.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay, so
I think I'm going to score through. I think so. Oh, wait, no. D9.
We got Ménage à Trois on the list then for that. As I'm told, it's apparently called Ménage à Trois, as in the Arcadian numbers.
It's made by Canadians, so you already know it's bad.
Well, the French in there, the three is supposedly supposed to be pronounced trois, as in partial trois. French name. But, of course, one of the characters speaks French and English together, so I don't think it would be a problem called Ménage à Trois. But if the actual artist does say that's what it's called, well...
So it's actually Franglish? That's terrible.
It might be Franglish, but... I'll say Ménage à Trois just because it sounds funnier that way. And also, as what I'm told... It is supposed to be a comic that gives you blue balls.
Ew.
That's apparently what somebody said that the creator said that the point of it was for. It was, there's no payoff. There's just supposed to be one big giant cock and clit tease, apparently.
What's the point of that? I mean, at the very least, you should get some spank material that you can at least finish to. Come on.
Well,
really? Really?
I don't know. Some people like being teased, I guess.
I love it!
Of course, you know, the art is good, obviously, because there's some experience behind that. But as far as the art being diverse, well, come on, there's like a character in there that looks like the exact same character used in another one of the comic that she does. And it's like, well, okay.
Is it illustrated by the same girl who does Penny and Aggie?
Yes.
Because that's another one mired in the drama.
Drama! I was going to make a segue from the character not being diverse enough from a previous project and roll right on into Marry Me, drawn by the same person that does No Pink Ponies, and apparently just used No Pink Ponies characters in Marry Me. And I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah, oh, No Pink Ponies is so nauseating. I just discovered that a couple of weeks ago. And just to paraphrase what it's about for the audience who's not familiar with it, No Pink Ponies is about a girl who falls in love with this really cute comic book store guy. What's his name? We don't know. The author literally does not bother to give him a name. And I swear to God, I checked the cast page. And I'm like, okay, well, what's this guy's name? So I could talk about him in the podcast. And I'm like, oh, he doesn't have a name. Neither him nor the girl's stepbrother has a name. Just no name.
What does he do?
So he's a cute guy who works in a comic book store. So already you know the universe.
That's his name.
Yeah, exactly. He's a cute comic book store.
I know. He's so wonderful.
And so in order to get close to him, rather than do the normal girl thing, which is just wear a low cut shirt and show up to the store.
Is that why you do? Okay.
Yeah, it's actually it's not that hard. And all you have to figure out, if he's not that into you, then move on, whatever. But she's so in love with him, so her brilliant idea for getting with this guy is to open up her own comic book store. Yes, let me pull out $10,000 worth of capital and pour it into an actual comic book store. And really, the comic just follows the drama between her and cute comic book store guy, because evidently there are no other guys in the freaking known universe who are A, cute, B, into comics, which I defy that. I've seen cute comic book guys. You just have to work the comic book conventions. They're out there. But yeah, she's only dedicated to this guy, and he's such a wonderful guy.
And she doesn't know about it. he doesn't know about his crush on her either, or anything. Because
he eventually figures it out. I mean, towards the end, and this thing, this is a webcomic that died. Interestingly enough, I was listening to your Webcomics That Died podcast from like October.
Yeah.
I don't know. I had the flu. I needed something to listen to. No offense. But yeah, this is a webcomic that has been dead since probably early 2008.
It's,
nobody cares.
It's since they started doing Marry Me and getting paid for it and all that.
Yeah. Whatever.
So,
But yeah, no pink ponies. And basically, the only real meaningful stuff to this is the nerd references, which, whatever. There isn't 8,000 million pieces out there that also is loaded with nerd references.
Pop culture reference, and, oh my god!
Oh my god, they talked about Wolverine. That's like so great. Every so often, they actually have strips that recapture this Wolverine storyline. And I'm like, dude, if I wanted to read a Wolverine comic, I'd read a Wolverine comic, not your stupid strip. Whatever.
This just strikes me as
not creepy.
Oh, there's an audience out there made up of comic book guys. And if I made this story where this cute chick would like totally be into a comic book guy, I bet all the comic book guys would want to read my comic.
Ew, wish fulfillment. Isn't that fun? That's one of my
That's the vibe I'm getting. Because I've never read it. I don't know anything about it. Just from what you told me, it's a vibe I'm getting. It's like a ploy, a marketing ploy. And that makes me full of hate.
It's very much a marketing ploy. It's to reach the comic book geeky guys who really, really hope that there's a girl like this in the world. And yeah, they do exist. No, they will not talk to you. Because they're vying for the cute comic book guys. Huh? See how that works? But yeah, cute comic book guy, because that's literally his name. He's a Mary Sue. So he's wonderful in every aspect and he has no flaws ever.
Is that what a Mary Sue is? I meant to ask about that before.
A Mary Sue is a character that is really just supposed to be the author's pet child. Like, this is somebody who is absolutely wonderful. They're usually a self-insert. And yeah, they're characters that generally do no wrong. They're awesome, and they're wonderful, and they're meant to make the author feel nice and warm and squishy inside.
Oh, I don't have any character like that. All my characters have some flaw or another that's really big.
Yeah, mine too.
It's good. Characters with flaws are more human. If you don't have really any flaws, you're not all that human. I'll touch down on more Mary Sue-ish type crap later, but that's basically what a Mary Sue is. And cute comic book guy is such a Mary Sue. Oh, he's so wonderful. So, and in the end, they get together and they just descend straight into domestic bliss. There's not even any hot sexual passion in the beginning. Just, let's go have dinner at my house.
Oh, wait, she actually talked to him?
Yeah, like, they have this big dramatic scene. Let me see, my reference is correct.
They yell and scream at each other, right? They're like, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you.
She thinks he likes this other girl who's been a part of his life since she was, like, 12, and that's not extremely creepy that you're a teenage boy who would have liked the girl when she was 12, and you're, like, a good 6 or 7 years older than her. Yeah, it's not creepy. But now that she's come of age, she thinks that, oh, he likes this other girl. He doesn't like me. Weird. And it ends when he finally dramatically kisses her. Oh! And then they just descend into domestic boringness.
I am so full. I am so full of hate right now.
You ought to be. Good. I hope you're up to fill to the brim with hatred.
I am the Sanka of hate. I am a coffee mug filled with the Sanka of hate right now. To the friggin' brim!
Oh. I would think hate is more caffeinated than Sanka.
Sanka tastes worse than real coffee, so it makes me hateful.
That makes you bitter.
Bitter.
There we go.
Hate.
Because it is bitter.
Yeah.
It's a bitter swill.
Well, let's move back to Mary B. So I wanted to talk about this. The guy is Bobby Crosby, right? Not Chris. It's Bobby, right?
It's Bobby Crosby,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently the dude hates me. I guess.
He hates you? Why ever? Why would that
I don't know. He was on, like, the webcomic list for a while. I was, like, one of the only people on the webcomic list that wasn't, like, cutthroat
in
him. No, I just, like, I stayed out of the drama that was going on. It's like, you know, dude, I don't care. I'm going to be neutral to this because I don't care. You know, I don't like to get into all that drama crap. Yeah. And I finally said some things, about his Plus EV comic and Marry Me, because at that time I was doing those little 1-minute reviews, And I didn't do any reviews because I really couldn't recommend them. So, but I did type up a review, and I don't know, maybe he guess he hates me for that or something like that. But okay, Marry Me. I think he's a pretentious person, very much, because what is Marry Me's URL? MarryMeMovie.com. And what is all his other new stuff? He's like adding movie to the end of the thing. Like he's automatically going to get some movie deal or whatever. It's a little pretentious to do that right away. Yeah, fine. You got something for Lost Blood or whatever like that, but, you know, that doesn't mean everything you touch is gold.
I always wondered why that said Marry Me Movie. I'm like, what's with the movie thing? It's not a movie. Well, it's just a little graphic novel.
If you look at it, what is it? It's I would almost say it's basically a typical Hollywood a drama comedy or a comedy romance. And that's not a compliment, though. Yeah, maybe it probably could get signed for a movie, but that is not a compliment. I mean, a lot of the Hollywood romantic comedies are shit. I mean,
he's just not that into you.
Yeah, I just don't get the it's like, okay, the story might be cool if it didn't have any of the romance in it. And it's like I kept watching Marry Me because I wanted to know how close I was to actually knowing what the ending was going to be. Like, oh, lo and behold, that's what the frickin' happened. It's predictable.
And you get married in the end. Surprise!
Yeah.
Didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, this is only supposed to go about 80 pages, huh?
Yeah, it only goes 80 pages. It's like a self-contained graphic novel.
Well, he started a part two of it or something like that.
Oh, looks like he's got a Britney fixation here.
Oh, yes.
She's a rock star like Britney.
Well, Britney, yeah. Back when Britney was like hot Britney and not just recovering from the crack Britney. I mean, she's coming out of it, but she's...
Crack.
Yeah, hot Britney before she was 18, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Remy, well, I can't judge that. I'm just saying.
It looks
like a Britney outfit here.
If I, while we're on the subject of Mary Sue's, if I might point out another one, okay. The main character of this one, not incidentally, not really the Britney character, it also revolves around this other guy, quite literally named Guy. Apparently there are people in this world who still name their kids Guy because they're sadists. Anyway, Guy is another Mary Sue. He's wonderful, quite literally, in one part of the story where Britney Spears lookalike is trying to figure out, oh my God, do I want to be with Guy, even though I totally married him by accident? And his friend is vouching for him. She's like, oh, well, I'm trying to think of what's wrong with him. Nothing's wrong with him. He's wonderful.
Apparently, she's also a wonderful person, too.
She's a wonderful lesbian.
I mean the main. What is the main girl? I totally forgot. That's
Sasha.
Yeah, she apparently because she like gives a lot of her profits to charity, and she does all this honest to goodness stuff, and her dad's bad because he's all about the business. And da 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 da.
Oh yeah, she's so wonderful and nice, and she gives all her money to charity. She doesn't. Yeah, she doesn't go out and. Yeah, I know. She doesn't go out and...
Nobody understands the real me.
Oh! Yeah, I know. The real me isn't somebody who goes out and bites tiny dogs and really expensive carriers for her tiny dogs. Or really expensive Jimmy Choo's for no reason, other than it's Sunday. Shit, I wish I could go buy me some Jimmy Choo's because it's Sunday.
Well, what are some other, comics out there that we can talk about in the webcomic list forums. We actually started a topic talking about these things some time ago, and some people have been mentioned Inverlock as one.
I wouldn't say Inverlock is really a drama sort of thing. It's just
some really stupid relationship stuff in there. It's just I'm not going to spoil the ending for those who actually liked the story, but
I don't even get the ending. I don't really get it.
I don't know. It's like they killed off a character for no really good reason.
They kill him off, but then he was never there to begin with. He was always the one guy they're looking for, and blah. I don't get it.
Yeah, and then it
fell flat.
Yeah, I don't know. Do we know of any webcomics where the relationship feels forced? That's what I want to touch on. That's what I want to touch on when we come back. After this.
Webcomic Beacon is an affiliate of The Geek Media. The Geek Media has a number of geek-related podcasts, blogs, and videos for you to enjoy. Check out thegeekmedia.com. Have news, milestones, questions, or comments? Send your audio clips or email to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com.
Mega Tokyo. Ugh. Oh, by the way, when are we going to start talking about candy? God. I tried reading candy and my eyes just started bleeding. I was just like, oh, I can't read it anymore. It's so terrible.
We can talk about candy.
I read
right
candy
now.
All the time. I admit it. I actually like candy. But
do you really?
Yeah, okay, but well, see what you mean. I see what you mean, though. I don't like the ferrets. I don't like the whole flying ferret thing because it doesn't fit.
That's the only interesting part of that comic. Is when they have this surreal stuff, the squirrels and the ferret going on, and then they talk. Then when they don't do that, it's all about a boyfriend, a girlfriend. I think we're having trouble. Oh, my art teacher hates me.
Yeah, exactly. She's always bitching about, oh my god, her art teacher hates me. And here's the thing: when you are in fine arts classes, you might as well abandon the thought of ever being able to get passing grades by drawing cartoons. Fine arts teachers hate cartoonists. Get over it.
Take a different class, or don't go to school for art.
Or don't draw cartoons. Just do as your teacher says until you get out of his class. You don't have to look at his ugly face ever again, and then go back to doing what you wanted to do.
Right.
It's totally possible. But no, oh my god, my art teacher doesn't like me because she doesn't like my crappy anime pictures.
Is that what she does?
That's literally what she does. Yes, repeatedly.
Now, I know the gimmick with art teacher. I mean, she draws anime. Is that the shtick? Because that I don't know. I thought
she draws a lot.
Like her kind of art or something.
The impression that I'm getting is that it's some kind of comic book related, cartoonish, anime ish kind of art. I'm guessing anime because the art style of the strip itself is anime, but. Other than that, you know, that I'm just kind of going out on a limb here. But again, I've taken an art class before where the teacher basically looked at you real funny if you started turning in that wacky cartoony stuff.
Manga stuff, yeah. I will admit, I don't know anybody with naturally pink hair. Or,
you know, if you have naturally pink hair, that's not normal.
Or naturally blue hair is the other chick with the blue hair. I have never met anybody with natural blue or pink hair.
Isn't that chick a dude?
What?
I know there's a gay guy with blue hair in somewhere.
No, he has like the frosted hair with like half blue. Yeah. The tips are blue. There's one chick with purple hair and there's one chick with blue hair.
Wow, it's so painful anime derivative. Like I said, my eyes started bleeding.
Well, here's the thing. I kind of think, as far as what I kind of know, that Starling is probably a fairly nice person. And I will say that whether she knows what she's doing with her characters, like she's actually purposely making her characters like that, okay, fine. That's a different issue. But otherwise, I kind of feel like she doesn't know how to write a real character. Candy seems like she's a fucking not even in late high school, and she's in college, and she's never had a date ever until college because she doesn't know fuck shit about how
we can say fuck.
No,
oh my gosh,
I shouldn't say that. But she doesn't know she doesn't know how like life works and how boyfriends work, and there's a recent storyline where she broke up and her best friend or one of her friends is going out with her boyfriend now, and then the guy's like, well, there's no reason to not be friends or anything, which is like kind of like how I think too. I mean, you don't need to make a relationship sour between everyone. So they all go out to try to have a good time because Candy's feeling bad. She's still his friend. And afterwards, both of the girls are thinking that he's trying to like get back together with her or some shit like that. No, why can't a guy just be friends or be nice with an ex or something like that? I've done that for much of my life, okay? I am friends with my ex-fiance, who is married to somebody else right now, and it's
fine. Gotta keep the bees, man.
I mean, it's fun. There's no reason. It's like, I don't know. Either Starline does not know how to write people, or the people that she writes are actually stupid. I don't know.
She has cancer of the drama. It's terminal.
Oh.
So does Giselle Lagasse, whoever does Penny and Aggie. That is another strip that is mired in the drama.
Oh, you can't have drama chemo. It's wrong.
That's just it. It's anti-drama chemo because you are cancer of the drama.
They need drama chemo. That's what I'll tell you. I'll tell you something. I do not have a strip in mind for this because most of them don't last very long.
Uh-huh.
It is the classic case of wanting to do too much too quickly. So I'm going to make a romance comic. It works with any genre, but we're talking romance here. I'm going to make a romance comic. So I have this character here and this character there. And these two characters are going to get together. And I have my first panel where you see one character. And my second panel, you see the other character. And now they're in love! Yay!
No. That's just it. Now they're not in love. They're pining for each other. The drama involves a lot of pining, where nobody's actually getting what they want.
So that's the third panel. They're pining for each other. And now they're all in love, and she only met him, like, you know, three panels ago.
Sure.
You got to build up to this stuff, people. You really do.
It's love at first sight. Oh.
Love at first sight is so rare.
No, that's not love at first sight that, boy, I want to bang that person.
Yeah, that's not love. That's very much not love. I have touched upon a slight romance, I guess, arc or series or whatever in my comic, and it's something that took a ridiculous amount of time just to even get them to stop killing each other.
You talk about
first stop killing each other, yeah,
Martian
and Marsh Rocket. Yeah. It took them it took me like about a good almost two, almost 3 years of working the comic to, you know, get them to get into the position where they could actually be nice to each other and like each other. That takes time. It's not three panels later, hey, God, I love you. I love him so much. I'm going to open up a comic book store for him. Just for him.
You know, I'm not – when I started reading your comic, which was, I believe, last year is actually when I started, like, you know, started looking at it. I don't remember if I thought, oh, I see these two getting together in the end. But I think I thought, oh, that'd be cool if they did. So it's kind of like a reader desire versus reader expectation. I don't really, like I said, I don't quite remember what my thoughts were.
It's really hard to write romance from the point of view of somebody who hates every romance movie ever made. Because I am one of the few women in the universe you will ever meet who hates romantic comedies. Hates them because they're not realistic. You know, it's all depends on serendipity and the drama, cancer of the drama, and, you know, the stars have to align and the two of us realize we're made for each other and we break up a wedding. Let me tell you something. I've done a wedding. You do not break up the wedding. There's a ridiculous amount of money that went to it. He will marry that bitch in front of you just to get this money on the freaking DJ back.
That's what I say. That's what I say. Go to the fucking courthouse. You know.
You said it again.
You do realize that's not going to work on women.
Well, it all depends. You know, I don't like materialistic people at all. I don't care. I don't care if he went to Jared's, okay? I'm sorry. You're a materialistic little bitch.
So if you find a wonderful woman and she wants to get married, you wouldn't at least do a destination wedding? Go on a freaking vacation and just have a dude there say, hey,
it really depends. It really depends on the woman.
There's only one destination I'd want.
Vegas, bitch.
Yeah. It wouldn't involve a lot of travel. Your place or mine?
Well, okay. I'm personally all for something really cool, but the things that piss me off about weddings is when the people getting married are not in charge and basically everyone else is in charge. That is not how a wedding should work. If the people doing the wedding only want 10 people to be there, the parents should not be pressuring them to hell to invite all these other people. This is not for you. It's for these two people only. In fact, every couple I've known that's got married, which is two, is No, not two. Well, two couples. They have the same advice for me. Elope. It's not worth putting up with everybody. It's, in fact, both of the people that got married were so close to just running off getting married because they're so sick of their parents just getting involved with it. So that's what I'm saying. If the two people really want to do what they want to do, you let them, okay? That's fine. Just forget about that reception. That's where everyone can be. That's where everyone can be. Just don't mess with what they're thinking. It's like, hey, let's go out to somewhere and get married or whatever. Oh, well, we can't invite 100 of our friends and family. Good. I'm all for a different destination, so we can't do that. Oh.
Okay.
Sorry.
Off the wedding rant. Come on. Back to hating webcomics.
Well, okay. How about this? I'll tie it in. How about some webcomics that have ended because there was a wedding? Oh, because there was a wedding. I know of two, at least.
Okay. Bring them up. What you got?
Okay. The first one's a furry comic. It's called Namir Theater or something like that. It's also done by the same people who do that also do some sort of Minerva Theater, but that kind of turned into You Say It First that revolved around two main characters from that one who eventually got married, but it didn't. That one didn't end. What am I talking about? Oh, yes.
I don't know.
Oh, you know what?
Webcomics that end in weddings?
Okay, crap. That wasn't one, but that's one I want to... I'll talk about that one later. I gotta end this. I gotta stop swearing. Oh, I'm getting so pissed off.
We're full.
You're doing worse than me, dude. And I usually curse like a sailor in the right in the right environment.
Okay.
Hey.
What? What are you doing?
Okay.
Okay. Badly Drawn Kitties ended, which is a furry comic that was one of my favorites. It ended with a wedding. It started back up maybe a year later with like a little something, but I don't really count that as really starting up. And I do like the guy. Okay. I do like the comic, but it still ended with the wedding. It's like, no! It's like, as soon as you see the wedding arc come up, crap, it's going to be over right after this. So you kind of like don't want the wedding to happen. It's like, somebody break it up so they don't end the comic. And then another one is Fur Will Fly. That one ended with the wedding. Someone has said Ozzy and Millie also ended with the wedding. Oddly enough,
are you upset because the comics ended as the result of this wedding?
Yeah.
Or are you just...
It's like, why is it ended? Screw you. I like this. Don't end. End
well,
with
hey,
them all dying or something like that.
Creators get burnt out.
Well, yeah, but why end with a wedding?
It's kind of a lame note, admittedly. But, you know, if you're going to end it on something, you may as well end it on a wedding and not like a character death or...
Oh, that's
oh
better.
My God, I'm being audited by the government. My taxes.
Well, do you guys know of any comic that's ended with a wedding?
Gunbare Shimura-san kind of ended with a wedding. It ended with a wedding not happening. That was also a one that is mired in the drama. I was gonna not bring that one up because it seems well-meaning, but Jesus, it's so damn predictable. Gunbare Shimura-san is about a guy named Mitsuru Shimura. It's made by an American girl who really, really, really loves Japanese culture. But anyway... Shimura is this guy who's working a crappy accountant job, and he decides to pursue his dream of being a photographer. Now, this was an opportunity to do something interesting and actually have this character exploring, you know, what goes into photography, what kind of technology you'd have to use, all the little terminologies and all. There's evidently a lot of things you have to know about photography. My husband's an amateur photographer as well. If you see on my webpage any of the pictures of the monies I've been doing, he's the one photographing them. And that's why it looks all professional. But yeah. If she had actually explored the whole that character's exploration of the new world, that would have been kind of interesting. But no, it just goes completely south. He meets this model, but she's trying to use him for his money. But this girl from his old job is still in love with him, and oh my God! And for some reason, everybody loves this old girl from the old job, even though she's kind of mousy and dorky. I guess mousy, dorky girls are just getting all kinds of ass in this chick's world. Oh man, I gotta get with the mousy, dorky girl. She's so hot. She makes my loins burn.
Well,
No. It's not a jealousy issue. It's a not realistic issue. I've been the dorky, nerdy girl. Nobody's trying to get into my pants, okay?
Well,
when I was in high school.
You always seem unapproachable. That's why. I love the mousy, nerdy girl, okay? But they're always so. There's this one girl who's playing mind games with me. I'm swearing again. I don't know. I like asked her right out.
You're gonna have to listen to this show and get your beepometer going.
Jeez, I don't know.
Bad fez.
I love nerdy girls.
Okay, well, apparently everybody loves this one girl except the one guy that she's trying to get with, and in the end, he finds out that his model girlfriend turned out to be a whore and all along, and that you know he wanted to get back with this Rio girl, and it was just drama, cancer of the drama. But the problem with this one is that it was very, very predictable. You could tell, oh, the model's probably using him. It's not, oh, well, the model may actually have feelings for him, or the model may be conflicted because she's in love with this, you know, she has another boyfriend who's totally okay with her banging this other dude. Sure, went on. And yeah, it's something that could have been done so much better if it had just been approached in a different way. But otherwise, it was just right by number. Oh, we have a dorky guy. Oh, look, let's give him a model to get taken advantage of. Oh, she's in a bind. She needs money from him. What's she going to do? She's going to fake pregnancy to have make the wedding happen. Lol.
Ah!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that happens.
Wait, where? Which one was this?
Gunbare Shimura-san.
Somebody faking a pregnant. Oh, I haven't heard that one used before.
What?
I'm just saying.
Are you serious?
No, well, something similar like that came up in Anders Loves Maria. But that was just a big drama fest of is almost where it's comical. But have you read Anders Loves Maria?
No, I've never read that.
I actually do like this comic. A lot of people do like it, but it's written in such a way that you can't really like root for any character because a lot of their flaws come out, especially Anders. Everyone's kind of hating on Anders because he's just totally screwing up his life with his girl. Okay. Anders Loves Maria starts off with Anders and Maria, and they love each other, and then Anders wants to have a baby, and Maria doesn't really want one, but it turns out she's pregnant anyway, so she ends up, well, being pregnant for all of the comic. And then something happens, and then, because Anders' mom is, like, really famous and stuff, but then he gets into this fight or whatever with this guy, and then there's, like, this lawsuit, and then they have to go to out of the country to where Maria's parents and family are, then they have an argument, then Anders ends up dicking some other girl a lot, and...
Dicking literally or just
very much
dicking?
Literally, borking, even.
Oh, got it.
And, yeah, it's just, it's like, he doesn't learn, and he keeps screwing himself over it. He's all like, woe is me, and it's like, it's your fault, jackass. But apparently it's getting towards the end of the series, so we'll find out whether if he wisens up and starts doing the right thing, or if she wises up and kicks his ass to the curb. Well, we don't know yet, but...
Next week on Anders and Maria. Ooh.
Anyone who loves drama should love that comic, because there's plenty of it. Oh, and there's some nudity.
If there's anybody who loves drama, they're probably not listening to this podcast, because we're dissing on drama.
I don't know. So. We might get a lot of hate mail, because that's also drama, because we're making fun of their favorite drama comics. It's like, hey, you can't like...
Oh my god, you can't make fun of my comic! Cry!
Hey!
Yeah.
Mark.
Okay.
Okay, wait, you... Okay, somebody else talk. I'm talking too much.
Okay, I wanted to change directions of the show a little bit and talk about, you know, we have drama comics, and those are usually aimed at women, and the drama is never a good thing, especially in mass doses, which, you know, most writer doesn't know how to do drama in terms of subtlety and, here, have a spoonful. No, they just shovel it out to you and, you know, by the shovel load. But guys' comics are also guilty of certain mistakes, namely just being really, really, really ridiculously sexed up. Just sex, 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 sex.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there was one that I was going to beat like it owed me money.
Oh, jeez.
Because technically it does.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yes. I was going to beat this thing like it owes me money. I'm already getting mad thinking about it because I paid money to read this comic. See,
hate. It's not orc porn, is it? It's not that one orc porn website, was it?
No, okay. Not that one. It has nothing to do with orcs or porn. Kind of
darn.
Pornish. But no, I paid money for the first volume of the collection of Least I Could Do. Now, let me stop for a second and
Sorry.
Say you guys have really complimented this comic. And in its later strips, yes. It has gotten much better, but in this particular volume, the volume of Jesus Made Me Do It, it collects roughly 2005's comic strips, and it is crap. Crap, 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 crap. It's terrible. And the reason why I feel this way is because its main character, Rain,
right,
is a douchebag, and every 95% of the punchlines reward Rain for being a douchebag. Every single punchline is, Rain gets laid, 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 Rain poaches his friends, Rain gets laid, Rain gets laid. That's 95% of every strip in that freaking book, so I want my $12 back. However, in order to be fair and balanced, like Fox News pretends to be but actually isn't, I had decided to read some of the later strips and say, well, did it get better? Yes, it actually has. The writer, Ryan Summers, I think his name is, or Shoulder, he has gotten a lot better at writing strips, and his character, Rain, is a bit less of a douchebag. You know, it's not to say I don't even like the douchebag character. Asshole characters can be really great, because they can actually be a breath of fresh air when you're mired in the drama. You know, the guy who's the asshole is actually pretty fun to watch in action. But in Jesus Made Me Do It, it's not so good. But he's gotten better. So if I had to give this a little award, I'd say at least I could do wins the Ugly Duckling Award. It's my own personal little award in my head that I made up, but I believe it's worth it. I get to say this very seldom, that this is actually a webcomic that's gotten a lot better. So, good job.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
But if you really insist on buying Jesus Maybe Do It, talk to me and buy my copy off of me, because I hate this book so much.
Oh, jeez. Mark, are you having hate on any particular comic? Since you have
hate,
okay.
hate. Let the hate flow through you.
Coming down with a sickness.
Yes, young webcomic, I can feel the hate inside you.
I'm just full of hate. Don't mind me.
Okay. Do you have any hate you want to direct that? You want any direction for that hate? I could.
Romantic hate. A romantic comic.
Or just a really stupid relationship that's in any genre of comic.
I hate, and it's so hard for me to pick out any one, but I do hate, I hate the never the twain shall meet cock tease scenario that you see in all the sitcoms, that you see in Remington Steele and everywhere else. It's like you've got the hero A and the heroine B, and like they're all sexy with each other, and they kind of want to get laid together. You know, they want to do the nasty,
yeah.
But something always stops them from doing it. They're always interrupting.
Bell rings. Oh, it's the pizza man.
And
the roof fell down.
You think, you know, hey, after the adventure's over, well, there's nobody around. Let's get at it. But no.
That's what they did in X-Files.
Next week, they're the same thing. I really think you're sexy.
This is where the characters themselves want to get with each other? Or is this where the readers want them to get together?
The characters are an item. They want to be an item. They want to start boning each other like it's going out of style. And doing the horizontal samba with a mambo band and stuff like that there, and whipped cream and whatever. But anyway, they want to get together, but they're always interrupted with something going on. So even when they do start getting all panty and horny with each other, something interferes, and then they just don't get back to getting busy.
Any particular examples?
I know what he's talking about. It's where basically the characters are forced apart.
Yeah, it's like the characters are constantly interrupted. Oops, oh, I guess we can't play kissy face now because someone's in the room.
I guess Inverlock would cover that base. Because you have this elf girl and this one thief guy, and they want to get together, but they really don't until, like, the very, very, very end epilogue. Oh, I spoiled it. Whoopsie.
Well, that's not real life. Would this also count where it's not proper for them? It's like forbidden love, where it's not proper for them?
Oh, Anakin, we can't get together, even though I'm totally in this really hot, tight outfit.
And incredibly pregnant. Woo, Annie! What?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you see it all the time on TV. You see it all the time. Like, Remington Steele used to do it. They used to do it on Cheers. They do it on Friends. You know, they do all kinds of stuff. It's the same. It's the scenario. Somebody will always interrupt them. The phone rings. The doorbell rings. Somebody comes in a room when they're getting ready to get all naked and stuff. And then, like, they just don't do it. But that's not real life.
No.
Because in real life, you know, somebody comes in. Hey, man, I'm your next door neighbor, and I'm coming in. Oh, I see you together. Well, I'm just going to stay. No. Get the hell out so I can bone a chick. That's what the guy.
Yeah, no, and if the chick is angry enough and really, really needing to get laid enough, she will throw plates at the guy to get him the fuck out of there. You leave! Leave now! I need this!
I met one girl like that one time. In any case, we gotta go to break.
Yeah, and,
we'll be right back.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on RampageNetwork.com.
Be sure to check out our weekly live broadcast on TalkShoe.com. Listen in, chat, or call in at WebcomicBeacon.com/live.
Sneeze, it helps.
Hey.
Okay. Just a couple of things before we get back into, well, things. Just want to give a couple of thank yous out there. Well, first off, I would like to thank George of DungeonLegacy.com for doing our note-taking for the show. And that's something I forgot to say at the beginning of the show. And also, thanks to everybody who's sending in Webcomic Beacon covers. I'm going as much in order as possible, barring guests doing their own art for the show that they're on, and trying to match the covers appropriately to any topic that we have up, have going on. And so I just want to say thanks very much for your submissions and everything. They're looking really awesome. And a couple of things I want to mention real quick before we get back into the subject. If anyone's been to our website recently, I've already mentioned a couple of different things, but anyone who's looking for a particular episode can now have an easier time by clicking our new archives section, where I basically go in and I put a new link to the current show each time, and they're all listed with a description of what they are from episode 1 to episode 62 presently, and I'll be adding this one as soon as it goes up. So if you're looking for a particular episode, boom, there it is. And so that's awesome. And I just got last we talked about, well, Mark was talking about comics or something where characters are forced apart. But what about when characters are seemingly forced into a relationship that it seems to not match what the characters are? I have some examples. Do either of you have any examples of what I'm talking about?
Characters are forced to get together?
They seem like they're forced relationships for the sake of having a relationship in the comic.
I read a dirty book.
I don't read comics like that. Well, at least I avoid them like the plague, so nothing comes to mind. What do you got?
Well, this is the one I was talking about earlier. It's the Mir Dieter, or however you're supposed to say it. Again, it's a furry comic, but I swear, there's one. They just got married. These couple that Namir Dieter and Charles something, I forget his last name. Unless I missed a huge chunk of story somewhere, like I totally missed reading part of it, that relationship is completely forced. There is no reason whatsoever that she should like him, because he's a little bit of a jackass, I guess, because she was a student of his. He was a teacher, one of those really hard-ass teachers where he tries to teach people by being hard. That doesn't do anything. That just makes people hate you and eventually gets people going to the dean to help to revert the grade that they gave them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's not just that character. That's the biggest one because they ended up getting married. And it's like,
no.
You've got nothing. You've got nothing with each other, or at least not that you displayed in the comic. And then there's like these other characters where it's just like, oh, I was your girlfriend, but now we're not your girlfriend because we grew apart. And then we it's like, oh, but he apparently has feelings for some other girl and tries to he tries to stop the wedding, but just didn't realize that that's just the past. Da 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 da. It's like it almost feels like the comic's starting to try to pair off people desperately, as if it's coming to an end. You know, it's just like, okay,
I just
okay,
thought of one.
I don't even know why I'm reading this comic anymore. I mean, I like the other one. This one, I should just stop reading. But why don't I stop reading?
Because it's a habit, and you just need to break the habit.
I suppose.
Yeah,
I should start
just
smoking.
Don't do it. Yeah, smoking makes it better. I just thought of one where you're talking, where it pretty much fills the need of, okay, these two characters are together. You don't really know why they're just together because the author wants them to be together. Chugworth Academy.
Oh, God.
Chugworth Academy is another shit fest. And this is basically the least I could... Huh?
I don't really want to. I'm not linking this one. I'm not linking this one. This is one of the few exceptions where I'm not linking it at all. I might even bleep the name that you're saying.
Hey,
but go ahead, continue.
Okay, we're talking about comics we hate. This is a very hate-worthy comic. So
I know, but this is also one I really don't think anyone should ever read ever.
Yeah, but it's dead, so who cares?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was checking it the other day to see, oh man, did this thing ever actually get better while I was checking on the At Least I Could Do archives? And it pretty much died sometime in 2008. Nobody cares. Nobody's missing it. It's because David Chung, the pervmeister behind Chugworth Academy, got work doing something else that I guess is paying him to draw bigger titties elsewhere. But Chugworth Academy is a titty fest. And you have this really totally hot girl. Her name is Sally. And she's dating Kiyoshi. And that's how you know you have Wapanese syndrome. When you have a character who's half Japanese and you're a little Mary Sue. Because apparently he has a 12-inch member. And that's supposed to make him really appealing. And everyone's like, oh my god, he's so great. Kiyoshi's so cute. And Sally is just with this guy. Because the author wants her to be. He is freaking worthless otherwise. He's stupid. He is hardly charming. He's rude. And he just sees her as a sex object. Which is essentially how the author treats her as well. And it is a wretchedly bad comic. And it's interesting because you'd think this would just degenerate into porn after a while. It might as well. It's not like it has any integrity otherwise. But it's funny, I think in strip like 50 or 60 or so, there's this one strip of Sally, and she says, hey, stop asking for pictures of me naked, like to the audience. And I'm like, really? Really? Seriously? Oh my god, I have self-respect now. Don't ask for naked pictures of me. Give me a fucking break. Seriously. But Chugworth Academy is also in book form. Don't buy it, alright? It's not even fit for wrapping fish or toilet paper. It's crap. And fortunately, it's not getting a follow-up book. And it's shit. It's really just a reason to watch a lot of borderline lolly porn. Oh, yes, I did.
Hey.
So, yeah. That's another example of a forced relationship. Sally is forced to be with this Japanese tarred Kiyoshi. Oh my god, it's so great. And he also, other symptom of Japanese syndrome, he has silver hair. Ew. Yeah, that does not scream, I played too many games of Final Fantasy VII. No. No, And eventually I guess she breaks up with him or something. I didn't keep reading the strip because it was just that bad. I just stopped. I was like, this is terrible. There's no plot. Jokes aren't even all that funny. It's
terrible.
Hate.
Somebody mentioned a particular comic in the chat. No, that will not be talked about. That will not be linked. I would say the same for Chugworth Academy, but a guest brought it up. And it's a dead, so I can let that one go. But that one, definitely, that you're mentioning, I am not going over ever.
Hey,
I don't see which one. Just say it in the forum, which one that you're not linking or something. I don't like to be left out.
Me neither.
There, I just.
I like to be in on that hate.
Oh, okay, yeah, let's not link that one. Yeah. It's garbage. It's a skid mark.
Yeah. Mark, do you know of any other situations where the characters feel like they're being forced together that's not natural to the story or characters?
I'm so full of hate right now, I can't think straight. I'm seeing red. I'm seeing red. I won't look into my beer anymore then.
Well, anyone in the chat room have any that...
let's see.
Where they're forced together and it doesn't seem natural.
Like it's purely for the reader's or the author's pleasure, but their characters really don't seem like it would work at all. Usually it derives from the, oh, I hate, argue, and then suddenly they're locking lips and they're doing each other up. Well, I guess kind of like content, like Faye and what's his face, but I actually kind of thought that could possibly happen anyway, but,
Bantery relationships can be really fun to read, but it's not very easy to do. I feel like I can write that pretty effectively because that's what my marriage is. It's a very, very bantery relationship.
Yeah, the sort of
rag on each other all the time.
The sort of opposites that despise each other, and then they wind up boning each other like a banana and a Mixmaster. Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, that does happen.
Bananas? What?
Well, not so. But that does happen where you got like you got some built ups, you know, you hate them so much, but for some reason it really brings you out that you end up having some sort of like sexual desires for this person or some sort of attraction that usually doesn't really last that long. But in rare cases, it can be like the glue that actually holds the relationship, a real relationship together. So I have seen it. It's not entirely unheard of, I would say.
Hate.
Yeah, that was Faye and Sven of questionable content that we were talking about. There was also another guy in questionable content where he's just like, I don't know if he's just kind of a character you make fun of, but like the true romantic guy where he must think of some way to say it in poetry to this girl that he really likes, and recently this guy just kind of left on a bottom motorcycle, left to find himself. I kind of don't think that he's a serious character, just because it's just too freaking out there and just funny. But the other girl is like kind of had like some reserves about him, but as soon as he like left to go find himself, he's like, oh. But
to me sounds like somebody that doesn't know anything about how to get with a girl, and I can sympathize with that. But he also sounds like the kind of guy who's so stupid and so clueless that since he can't tell the girl that he's attracted to her, he'll just not wear any underwear and put on some jogging pants and stand in front of her there until she notices he likes her. And I just think that's wrong.
What?
He'll just put on some sweatpants with no underwear underneath and wait for a girl to notice things. Yes, I do like you, and no, that's not a banana in my pocket. I am glad to see you.
Oh, okay, all right. I see where it comes from now.
Hate.
Hate and bananas. Very furious bananas.
Frozen bananas. What? Anyway, we've... I don't know. Have we killed this subject enough yet?
I think we beat a dead horse. I think it's pretty much a stand on the ground. What have we learned?
Hate!
Okay, besides that, I think what I have learned is drama in high doses just for gratuity is bad, and it's really a sign of a weak writer. And if you use your characters as meaningless sex objects or as meaningless relationship objects, oh, cute comic book score guy, oh, I love you so much.
Fantasy through my comic characters.
Well, that's what makes you suck. You need to stop sucking. Like the Lisa I Could Do guy. He stopped sucking. It can be done. Yeah. So, stop sucking. Yeah. So, once you recognize... As a creator, once you recognize that you're doing this for gratuity or for your own selfish purposes, and you're not trying to, you know, tell a story, which is what you should be doing, then you can fix it. Fix it! And stop sucking. The end.
Woohoo! Well, lesson learned, maybe.
Yay.
Let's cover some some
hate.
Let's cover some milestones. This week, well, I might have missed some from last week, so I apologize. But Nerf Now at nerfnow.com, just got noted about this, has hit 100 strips. Boxcar Astronaut has hit 100 strips. And just check my email real quick. Click on milestones. We have Slightly Off Topic has also reached, well, not also, but has reached its 1 year anniversary at slightlyofftopic.com. I'm so exhausted from this episode.
I'm full of rage. I gotta smash something.
It takes more energy to hate than it does to love.
Is that true?
I think so, yeah. It takes a lot of energy to hate.
But no, wait. Hate is easier because the dark side is stronger because it's so easy to hate.
Yeah, but that's just it. Life is not Star Wars.
Oh. Onyx Sparrow thinks that his comic should be hitting 3 years by now, but when you figure that out, send us an email. Yeah, after webcomics become so many, they have so many strips under their belt, like when you get to the 500, it seems like at that point maybe 1,000, every 1,000 should be it, and then like the yearly things are a little bit more, because it's like milestones are a little bit more exciting when you're young and new. And speaking of young and new webcomics, there's something I want to try for in March. I want to have the first ever Webcomic Beacon Awards or something. I don't know the name yet. But I would like to have maybe just the hosts of the show, or maybe a panel or a board, to pick 3 to 5 new web comics that started, at least starting this for this one, started in between November 2007 and December 2008, and considering the updates into 2009 until the awards, where you look at a new web comic that's just come out and it's really good. Like it should be noticed. It's new. It should be noticed because it's really good. So I want people to send us emails of really good web comics that you think is really good web comics that have started between those times. And we'll go ahead and pick ours. We'll look at all of these and we'll give our picks for the best 3 to 5. And why newcomers only? Well, that's the easiest one to pick as far as a category without getting into genre troubles with trying to pin a genre on a particular webcomic. It eliminates unfair bias to well-established comics. And it's, yeah, I don't know.
The annual Beakies. I like that.
Beakies.
The Beakies Award.
It really is helpful to include the Ugly Duckling Award. Kind of, come on, validate me.
What do you mean, just most
web comics that used to suck and now are better?
Well, that would be good as well.
Yeah.
I think we could do a couple of those as well.
That would be a good beaky. Everybody wants to win a beaky.
I want to win a beaky. I don't have any awards under my belt.
No, but what you do got and what you can't...
or are you just happy to see me?
I'm extremely happy to see you.
Well, Jules, there is one thing that you do have that you can fit under your belt. In fact, you can tuck it under... No, you can tuck it underneath your belt because you have a t-shirt pre-order. Do you not?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. I'm opening up pre-orders for t-shirts. Remember a couple weeks ago how Fez said he wanted a t-shirt of Victor Black with some blood and some hedge trimmer action? Yeah. Well, I gave it to you guys. I made it happen.
You gave it to me? So, I get a free shirt?
No. If you pre-order, you can enter to win my little money statuette that I made specially for the pre-orders. Yes, I am on my website. I have started pre-orders for the Victor Black hedge trimmer t-shirt. It's bloody, it's awesome, and you want it. And pre-orders are eligible to win, are entered to win a drawing for a custom money statuette, which is basically a little vinyl statuette that looks like a chibi Victor Black with a hedge trimmer covered in blood. What's not to love? Hello.
That's
$18
awesome.
Pre-order. California residents pay tax. Pay sales tax.
Awesome. Also, we've had them on the show before. The Night Zero guys. They have their first book pre-order. This is a limited run, as we've discussed before. It's a $14 book of the photographic zombie webcomic Night Zero. So go and check that out because it's pretty sweet. Also, real quick, hopefully we can get the podcast out before then, but Union of Heroes, a different photo webcomic of superheroes, if you can get in, if you can get in before the deadline, send your mugshot to them because they're looking to create a gallery or a scene or something of people that a particular superhero had saved, if I'm understanding it right. So go ahead and check that out. I think that's all I got on my list here. But yes, science is sexy to comment in the chat room. In any case, let's see here. Well, we've had a full show here talking about
hate,
drama, webcomics, and character relationships that just, well, don't make any sense whatsoever. And all you suckers out there on Valentine's Day, I hope that you're single, and I hope you're living it up. Because the day after, oh boy, you don't want to be one of the millions of people that are probably going to be dumped. But dude,
you want to be one of those people buying the cheap candy is what you want to be doing.
Oh yeah. And
no, what I want to do, I want to get a really cute chick. I want a cute girlfriend. So on Valentine's Day, we can go out to the singles bar where all the losers are and laugh at them.
Well, that is if they don't kill you with sticks.
You're lonely losers and we're together and I've got this hot chick and she's got me. Well, okay, maybe the guys are more jealous, but look, that's the way it is.
Oh, no, girls are jealous of cute girls, too.
Oh, well, even better.
Yeah.
As we dim the lights and leave the stage, I'm still full of hate and rage.
Poetic. Poetic justice. Now,
hey.
Well, speaking of National Breakup Day, I guess, the next time when we come back and do the show next Sunday, we're going to be talking about Over the Rainbow. I shouldn't sing. Over the Rainbow is going to be the theme where we're going to talk about cast diversity in webcomics. We're still working out the bugs of how exactly we're going to approach this. But definitely, if you know of any webcomics that have a good diverse cast, let us know. We'll take a look at it. We might even try to get a couple of creators that have diverse casts on the show to talk about it and whatever. So come in for that.
Can't we all just get along?
I don't think so.
Not without a lot of racial aspersions.
Oh.
Sorry. Or as they say in the native Spanglish.
I was asking the cute chicks, can't we just get along?
Can't we all just... Oh, wait, never mind.
No. Can't we all just get it on?
Can't we all just get it on? No, I can't believe you said
that. That's awesome. Oh, why can't the world work like that? Well, in any case, let's see, webcomic news. There's no additional webcomic news this week, but let's see here. Well, that's it. I gotta really edit this show. I gotta figure out how many times I swore in this.
It's a lot.
But at least
I'm just a bitter person. No, I can't. It's not just the F word. It's also the S word.
There's about six. I was counting.
Okay, sure. I know.
I might have dropped a couple of bombs myself. Sorry.
That's what I mean. Altogether, you got about six or seven edits to make.
Yeah. Oh well. In any case, let's take a look at the website on webcomicbeacon.com and see who's sponsoring this episode. Not one of our advertisement spots, which get special treatment during the show, but right now, advertising on our Project Wonderful pages, Project Wonderful ads, we have at the top, Last Resort at lastresortwith040.com is advertising on our header banner, so go check out Last Resort. And also on our tower, we have Ned, the Chainsaw Guy at NedTheChainsawGuy.com. The last one is, oh, wow.
Buzz, buzz, buzz goes the chainsaw. Working in the woods every day. Hey, hey. Oh, sorry.
Also, our last advertiser is Action Flick Chick. She has a bigger boat. And you could you could check that out at actionflickchick.com. In any case, I think that's pretty much it for the Webcomic Beacon this week. I've been Fess of Fessworks.com.
I'm Mark of AutumnLake.com, which isn't full of hate, but I am.
And I'm Jules Rivera of MarshRocket.com, which is also not full of hate, but very much full of swearing and violence.
Yay!
That's all for the Beacon. Be sure to tune in next week.